You're now tapped into Go Lightly Radio with Amanda Nicole, an uplifting and informative podcast for crystal lovers, spiritual seekers, and intuitive boss babes learning to manifest abundance and fulfill their soul's purpose. We're coming together to provide modern insight into the power of crystal healing, honoring daily spiritual practice, and why aligning your chakras is more important than keeping up with the Kardashians. Here's your host and crystal bestie, Amanda Nicole.
Hey guys, welcome to Go Lightly Radio. My name is Amanda Nicole and I am your crystal bestie. So if you've been listening to my podcast from the beginning, you may recall in the first episode, I kind of gave you guys a sneak peek into how I got started with crystal healing. And at the time, I was experiencing really bad anxiety and panic attacks, to the point that it was definitely affecting my everyday life. So when I started working with, I didn't even know I was working with it. When I first purchased a crystal and had it on me, I noticed that I felt calmer and I felt more at peace and I just was more present and everything felt better. And so I definitely was like noticing the difference. I won't say that I understood what was happening because I definitely didn't, even though it felt very natural and very like second nature to me as it was happening. I didn't really understand what was going on. I recall a few conversations where it was kind of suggested that perhaps it's just like a placebo effect, like maybe you just think you feel better. And I would argue that if you've ever experienced anxiety, which I mean, who hasn't, you definitely know that you feel better when you feel better, right? Like it's very much, although it's going on in your mind and you're feeling it in your physical body, I didn't just think I felt better. I knew I felt better, if that makes sense. And so I didn't care if it was a placebo effect, truthfully. All I cared about was that I felt more like myself again. That was so important to me. And so now, all these years later, knowing what I know, having studied crystal healing, having studied energy healing, having been just making this my life, I've witnessed literally hundreds of stories like my own every day. Like I connect with you guys. I learn more about how crystals are positively influencing all of us. And so I still to this day don't care if people think it's a placebo effect. I mean, we're experiencing change for the better. And even if you take out the like needing to know why, I mean, isn't that the ultimate kind of goal here? To feel better and to like wake up and just love life every day. I mean, it seems like this fairy tale, but I'm living it. So it's not. I mean, it's real life for me now. And so do I think crystals are magical? Absolutely. Do I think that they harness magical healing abilities that require no effort or work on our part? Like, absolutely not. I would be lying to you guys if I said, oh, buy this crystal and like your life will change. No, but work with this crystal and the possibility of improvement in every single area of your life will come. Does that make sense? So crystals work with us, and our belief that the possibility of whatever it is that we're working towards is key. So the more I work with crystals, the more I come to understand that crystals not only serve to remind us of our own personal power and raise our vibration to the frequency required to be a vibrational match to that which we desire, but they require our belief in a power greater than ourselves that is always, always working in our favor, right? Whatever it is that you believe in, whatever it is that feels true to you, you tap into that energy when you open yourself up to the world of possibilities, right? Crystals are that for me. They represent what is possible. They themselves, I've said this so many times, but I feel their energy and I see them as these sacred, I mean, I don't want to be too woo-woo and say friends. I'm still trying to figure out the perfect word to describe it, but what I'm saying is it's not just the crystal, it's us too, right? Like working alongside the crystal. And so crystals work energetically, right? They possess the power to influence our subconscious if we connect to them. And it's really important to remember that we are the ones in control of our lives. So the placebo effect has always fascinated me ever since I first learned about it, because the fact that our minds, once we've accepted something as true, that it makes it so for our bodies, I mean, that is wild. Like, that's crazy to me. And I don't necessarily see how it could be a bad thing so long as we're working it in a positive light, right? So when people try to argue with me and say, oh, well, it's just the placebo effect, right? Like, you think the crystals are doing something. So then, like, it kind of like, you know, when people challenge astrology, right? They're like, oh, well, yeah, you read your horoscope and then you go out and look for those things to confirm that it was right. And it's like, if that's how you want to view the way that the universe works, that's fine. That's not necessarily how I feel it. But I just think that, like, and this kind of goes into a little bit of like last week's episode, or sorry, 2 weeks ago. It's not really up to us to convince people what's true for them, right? I feel like the older I get, the less I want to not debate with people, but like prove my point or my stance on something. It's just not necessary. So when people say like it's a placebo effect or it's not real, I mean, maybe for you it's not, but for me it definitely is. And all I need to do is open my messages, open my phone, and I have at any given time multiple people telling me how they're improving their lives by opening up to crystal healing and the work that we do on ourselves, right? Self-development, self-love, all of that goes hand in hand. And so I just think that, like, although there is science to back up crystal healing, and there's the fact that it's been around since the beginning of time, even with all of that, should someone ever challenge me, like, that it's all in my mind, to that I say, isn't everything, like, that ever was or will be, doesn't it all start in the mind? So some people might hear this episode and think, like, see, even she thinks crystals aren't real. It's like, oh no. They are real, and I know what tapping into their energy can provide, but I also understand that we are working with them. And for that to happen, we first must believe in the possibilities that they provide. Does that make sense? I hope so. So you can even test this out yourself. Like, work with a crystal that's new to you or that you don't know much about. Set an intention for your work together, and I promise that if you are committed to showing up and doing the work, regardless of what that crystal is known for or its specific healing properties, just having it on or near you will activate within you your own belief and inspiration to move forward if you truly believe that it can be. And together, you will begin in the direction required for you to get to your ultimate destination. So the crystal's not going to do it for you. And you alone could do it without the crystal as well. I'm not saying that everybody needs a crystal, but how much better is it to know and trust that by elevating and matching your energy to the energy of whatever it is that you're working towards, that it can happen so much quicker, right? Like, that is manifestation. It's the belief in what is possible. I don't know. I'd love to know what you guys think. Do you believe that crystals alone make the magic happen? Or do you believe that it takes two to tango? So find me on Go Lightly Crystals on Instagram and let me know. That's all for today, guys. I love you guys so, so much. And I will be back next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If today's episode inspired you, make sure to rate us 5 stars, leave a review, and subscribe. Also, remember to follow Go Lightly Crystals on Instagram and visit GoLightlyHealing.com to find today's show notes and anything else you might need to help you live your best life. Until next time, keep your crystals cleansed, chakras balanced, and affirmations on repeat.